Welcome to our encore show. I'm Phil, and my voice just kind of cracked up, didn't it? Yeah, when I'm Phil. I did, yes. Anyway, I am Phil, and thanks, Mark. We had Margaret doing the promo because she's going to be the topic of conversation on today's encore show. You'll recall just a few days ago, Jason J. Delmonico, along with you, Frank, and you, Margaret, Jason was here. Well, he was sort of exhibiting his singing. He was kind of exhibiting a little bit of his singing. And he was being interviewed on the Bud Dickman show. Well, as part of allowing it to have its new talk show. Yeah. Bud has a new talk show called The Things I Gotta Say. Anyway, we're going to call back this show from last year where Margaret and Jason J., and I think you were there, Frank, listened to Jason J. singing some songs, and you got a little bit butthurt, Margaret.
That is an absolute foul lie. I was a bit offended by all of the attention, yes, but not butthurt. God almighty. All
right. Well, over the big reviews that Jason J. was getting. He was getting some big reviews. Were you jealous?
No, I was not jealous. I thought it was a little bit rude for people to start heaping the praise on him and then turning around looking at me.
Yeah, and lifting a leg.
Basically, yeah.
Well, let's listen to this and see if anybody really does lift a leg to Margaret or if it's just great singing from Jason J. Delmonico or whatever the hell it is. Here he is, Jason J. Delmonico and Margaret being butthurt.
No, I was not.
On the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And good evening, everyone. This is Margaret Gray. I will be guest hosting this evening. I asked Phil early this morning. I had called him. And Frank, you were alongside.
I was alongside as Margaret placed a call. I was insistent, and I will say again, I was insistent. I did not want Jason J. Delmonico involved in the conversation at all.
I understand, Frank.
Well, let me. You said I could get to say this. It's my son, and I didn't want it at all observing what was about to happen.
Well, you know, you're putting it a little harshly.
Well, we'll let the audience decide.
All right, we will let the audience decide. The reason why I requested this time from Mr. Henry is because, A, I love my son very much. I was very proud of him. What are you doing? Don't hold your nose, Frank.
I'm trying to. I'm telling you, the whole thing smells foul.
Do you want me to call Mr. Henry and he can intercede?
No, no.
Frank was squeezing his nose like, ooh.
Look, Margaret, all I'm asking is you give it equal time.
This isn't Jason J. Delmonico's moment. This is my moment. Do you understand?
Okay.
I love my son. I'm very proud of him. And he had a wonderful appearance on the show on Monday. It was actually an encore of an appearance that Jason J. made on this show last year, where he sang Christmas favorites like this.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That's fantastic, don't you think?
Yes, I do. I think it's very good.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
That is my son, Jason. Don't you wave me off.
Let's listen to it. Let's listen to it sing some more.
Sung by a choir.
All right, Frank.
Folks
dressed up like
Eskimo.
I got a husband who wants to be romantic, and he can't even say the word Eskimo. God.
I said, what did I say?
Eskimo? What's this?
Jason.
Sorry, Mom. I'm...
What is that?
The boy was laughing because you were standing around swinging your rear end of this stuff.
No, I was not, Frank. Turn it off. But
yeah.
No, I was not swinging my rear end around.
Well, a lot of times, Margaret, you do when it sings, or not just it, but a lot of music, you'll go, hey, yeah, and the rear end.
All right, enough about my rear end and everything. I don't know whether are you backing me up on this or not? Because if you can't go with me on these things that I have planned, just let me know.
What are you, all of a sudden Joe Pesci in Casino?
I'm telling you, Frank.
All right.
Now, here's the thing. My son, Jason J. Delmonico, sang these songs, and I have sung holiday songs. And if you hold your nose one more time...
All right, I'm sorry.
Mr. Henry.
Did you see what you did?
I didn't do a thing.
Yeah, Phil.
Frank, let me talk to you. Is he there?
He wants to talk to you.
Oh, God. Yeah, Phil.
Frank, quit screwing around and let her just say what she wants to say. Let her do the thing.
That's enough.
So, as I was saying before we had Frank holding his nose, I'm very proud of Jason J. Delmonico. I also happen to think, excuse me for saying, excuse me for breathing, that I am a pretty good singer. Now, as you know, traditionally on the Phil Henry Show, I, Margaret Gray, I've been the one to sing Christmas songs, such as... Yes, holiday favorite.
Are you going to sing?
I'm just showing people what I done did. Excuse my language. What I did, in addition to what my wonderful son's able to do.
Margaret goes, ow, because... Sorry.
1, 2, and a 1, 2, 3. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. All right, now just put it down. You see what I'm saying? I bring an awful lot to a song, and this is why I believe that in many ways my singing was popular, and my holiday specials here on the Phil Hendry Show were received so well. Now comes my son, Jason.
No, Margaret.
Frank, if you say one more word, I swear to God, I'm going to kick your ass out of here, and I mean that physically, and I don't care if I get arrested.
Oh, my.
I don't care if I get arrested.
Mr. Henry was going to, he'll want to weigh in on that.
I don't care. Phil, you want to weigh in on that? I don't think so. You understand?
Okay.
This is my time. I want to make this point. Now, I was the Christmas Carol singer here on the Phil Hendry Show for many years. Many, many, many years. Well over 20 years. In recent years, we've had some wonderful Christmas specials. And I had the Margaret Gray Christmas Songbook. You hold your gut. Get out of here.
All right, please.
Get out of here, Frank.
Great. I'll call my attorney.
You are an attorney, dumbass. I'm sorry, folks, but that was it.
Mr. Gray, just stand at the door.
I'm standing at the door monitoring.
You're not monitoring.
I'll be quiet.
You can get a cup of coffee over there.
Thank you.
So this year, as in the case of many years, we've had Christmas songs. Only this year and last year, we featured Jason J. Delmonico, who has, as you know, a very good voice. He's a young man. Like tonight, he's up. What's he doing tonight?
I think he's playing Crash Team Rumble at his friend's house.
How do you know that?
I spoke with him just a little bit ago.
He's playing Crash Team Rumble. So Jason J. Delmonico is at a friend's house playing some video game. But he has a wonderful voice. And I do too. Here's the thing that's a little tough to take. Now, I'm not saying that I don't appreciate and love what my son's able to do. But when you have given your life to singing, and you've been featured on a great many shows, Mr. Henry's show is not the only one I've been on. I've been on the Stiff Beaker show, okay?
Who?
I swear to God, Frank.
All right, sorry. Stiff Beaker's over in KNKA.
KNKA, yes. I was on the... Glad Badford show, Neen Gulford.
Yeah.
The Neen Gulford show, and then, of course, on the Rex Slobberly show. Featured on Rex Slobberly and his wife, Butina.
Yeah.
And all of these shows, I was the featured singer. Now, all of a sudden, comes my son. Now, people will say, you done?
All right, I'm not going to say anything. God damn. Mr. Henry.
God damn it. Yes, Phil.
I just want to know something. Did you throw something at Frank?
This is an old telephone receiver.
Threw the telephone receiver. It went NS, Mr. Henry.
Okay, Frank said it hit him in the testicles.
It might have. I don't know.
It went. I told you NS.
Frank, I don't know what NS means.
It went it, the nutsack.
Talk about nutsack.
Why don't you guys grow up over there, Kay? I'm here.
Thank you, Phil. We'll take it from here. So you squealed, huh?
Oh, my God, you threw the thing. It was a direct hit.
So you squealed like a
bitch. My wife's going butch. I got to...
Barry, just back off into the green room.
Yeah, okay, I'll back off into the green room.
So how do you like that? My husband rats me out to the... All right, as I was saying, in recent years, my son, Jason J. Delmonico, has done a marvelous job singing these Christmas songs as well. And in so doing... when it was repeated again on Monday, that's what hurt right there.
Yeah, because that's once, you know, he did it one time, but the second time he did it two times.
Right. In other words, they repeated it. Thank you, but I think I understand what you're saying. They repeated it, and that is kind of like saying, Jason, that was really good. Why don't we go ahead?
Sure, you can say it.
Why don't we go ahead and ram that rusty tent pole further up your mom's you-know-what?
I think that's it.
I'm sorry.
So no, it hurt very badly, didn't it?
Frank, come on back in here. You know this.
Right. As long as you're not going for the ball bag.
Oh, sit down.
That's exactly, well, what it's saying is essentially this, that Margaret's happy for Jason J. Delmonico, but then they repeated it, and it was like when it went to sit down, it wasn't as comfortable as it was the year before.
Yes, exactly. So I am happy for my son. I am enthused for the great songs that he does, and of course all of the people that love him. But you understand my ego, the work, the hard work that I've put in, the year after year after year of sweat and toil, voice lessons, practicing, performance, year after year after year. And then here comes Jason, everyone dumping all this love on him, so that when I go to sit down, it's, I don't know. Yeah, you just, it's like, ow.
Exactly. That's how it described it to me, folks. It said, my wife, I love my wife, and it has a great voice. And when it went to sit down, it went, yeah, because it feels as if it was gratuitous.
That's it right there. It felt as if Mr. Hendry and the producing staff of the Phil Hendry Show, which basically is Mr. Hendry.
Occasionally you.
Occasionally me too. It's as if Mr. Hendry said, you know what? Let's go ahead and stick it in and twist it a little bit before we break it off. I think this will tell you a little bit more about how I feel. I love the fact my son has a great voice.
Tell him, Margaret.
I think that Jason sings real good. But when they featured him on the Hendry Show, it was like they rammed it further up there. Frank, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And when it sang those Christmas songs real good, the wife, it looked kind of uncomfortable.
When I went to sit down, it kind of felt bad.
Yeah, in other words, they shoved it up there, and it wasn't needed.
So everybody else have a Merry Christmas while I rub my...
Yes.
I don't have to say it. You see what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? I'm not saying that I don't love my son.
No, what it's saying is...
I've got it, Frank. What I'm saying is that I love my son, but I also love me. You see? I love me. And the fact that people were... giving Jason all of these laudits and this...
Through the years, I'll have to listen to it.
Frank.
Wait a minute. As it bitches and moans.
Hang it in your rear end, Mr. Hendry.
So I'll have to listen to it complain about Jason and me.
All right, thank you very much. Kill it. Kill that garbage. This is our lovely Christmas special, a moment of truth, a moment of honesty from me, Margaret Gray. We'll be right back.
What?
I said we'll be right back.
What?
I'm trying to be... We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is Frank Gray inviting you to get a backstage pass, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's been doing this show for many, many years, and quite frankly, Phil is considered to be one of the top-notch funny people in the business, and I know it personally, and if you want to get an autograph, just talk to me. I could probably get an autograph for you from Phil Hendry. But, you know, the show that it does is wonderful, the Phil Hendry Show, and you can get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. It's called a Backstage Pass. Just pay it the money, and it'll, you know, give you access
to 60,000 plus hours of great archived radio show, digital content, and all that other stuff. So get a backstage pass, have yourself a merry little Christmas, and, you know, thank it for the hard work that it put in. Phil?
Thanks a lot, Frank. A backstage pass for less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month, averaged out over the course of the year. Thank you.
I'm Margaret Gray. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Margaret Gray here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. As I try to communicate to you, because there are an awful lot of people writing letters, right, Frank?
Well, there are a number of people saying, why can't you give it a chance to sing its own songs?
I gave my son, Jason, a chance to sing the songs.
You just didn't know it'd be a big hit, did you?
I didn't know he'd be as big a hit as he was.
See, that's what's hanging it up. It, you know, I know it loves its son, and I love it too. But Margaret is having the ego on this woman.
It's not ego, Frank.
Well, yes, it is ego, because you can't allow it to have its moment in the sun. You have to have your moment in the sun, and you have to just lay there in the sun and let the sun, you know.
Let the sun
tan it. You're laying there in the sun, allowing the sun to tan it.
What?
Your moment.
Well, it's not.
In any event, I want to reiterate that none of this should redound negatively on my son, Jason J. Delmonico. He's a wonderful boy. When you work as hard as I do to sing the songs as hard as I do, and then your son swoops in and gets credit, how do I describe this?
Well, you...
Wait a minute, Frank. It's like you're smiling, you're going, as someone is just slowly sitting you down.
On a cucumber.
Wait a minute, Margaret, wait. You're the one that said...
Here, cue another song. Cue another song, for Christ's sakes, before it loses its mind. Cue another song before we lose control of it.
No, I don't want another song.
Cue another song.
Don't do it, bud.
All right.
I'm up to here with the Christmas stuff. Do you understand?
Well, Margaret, I'm just trying to get you to calm down.
I'm calm, Frank, all right? So long as you... Where's Jason?
Yeah, he's back. He's on his way over here right now.
On his way over here to do what?
He heard what was going on and dropped everything.
Oh, did he now? All I'm trying to say to you monkeys is that I appreciate... Here he is.
Well, Mom, you know, you got to kind of suck it up.
Don't tell me to suck anything.
I came on... As soon as I heard what was happening, I dropped everything and come over.
To do what?
I'm trying to say that I think you're a great singer, Mom, but, you know... Times has changed, and people would like to hear me, too.
Oh, is that right? Is that it? Is that it, Frank?
I think, yeah.
Bud?
Yeah, I think it's not that people want to hear it.
Okay. That's fine. Go ahead. Go back to your game. Well, Mom, I said to go back to your game. It's an adult show.
God, you got me singing on it.
We like to have you sing on it so you can get people. Most of the time, we want you to get out of here, so get out.
Got to get rid of my son. He drove over here. Probably wanted to get a little airtime, and in point of fact, probably wanted to sing, didn't you?
Yeah, what about it?
Get out of here.
All I'm trying to say is I've had it with Christmas songs right up to here, Frank, okay?
All right, Margaret.
And when I hear that Jason J. is making a bigger splash than me, yeah, I kind of shift in my seat. I go, yeah, you know, it's just...
Like maybe there's a piece of the chair that's broken and sticking up through the fabric?
That's it right there. It's like when I hear my son sing and people praise him, I'm very, very proud of him, but it's also like something broke in the chair and there's a piece of steel sticking up through the fabric that I'm sitting on.
Merry Christmas. Hey, baby.
Yeah?
Happy New Year, too. I know you're sitting on that chair with a piece of metal. It's sticking up.
No thanks to you, Fred.
I just have one wish for you on this Christmas day. Someone get a new chair. So it's not sitting.
Yeah, no more cucumbers.
No more cucumbers with toothpicks.
You know.
The success of the sun does not necessarily mean what you gotta suffer.
It's just a little uncomfortable.
Here, try some of this.
Is this your?
Give a lube.
I'm sorry that you needed a lube.
Thank you very much. The world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by. Though he wouldn't want to admit it, Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Look at this. Who put Christmas lube on this?
I wrote it just for fun.
leave it for Santa Claus.